Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Me'ila Perik Dalid Mishnah Dalid. If someone even just touches Pigel or Nicer, his hands become tamer. And here's the interesting halacha, only his hands, not the rest of him. And those hands can give over tumah, not to chulin. Someone touches pigel or nicer than touches a regular apple, it's not a problem. But if he touches truma or kachim, it is a problem. This is a takana derabana. Mideraisa, pigel or nicer is not tummy. Not allowed to eat it, but it's not tummy. But Chazal made the gzeira for pigel. And now a kohen's going to think twice. Because let's say a kohen is really angry at someone. He says, I'll have a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmanai. He won't do it. Kehanim were very sensitive when it came to tumah. And they also made a gzeira that noiser should be metam with someone's hands. This would make sure that the kehanim will have a little bit more of a incentive to make sure, no, make sure eat it before the time, before the deadline. I don't want my hands to become tummy. But our Mishnah tells us that pigel and noiser ain't mitzarf and zem zeh. There's a shear of how much pigel and noiser you have to touch in order to become tummy. It's a shaila whether it's a kazayas or a kebeya. But whatever the shear is, half a shear of pigel and half a shear of noiser, even if he touches both, it's not going to be metame his hands, b'mnei shem shnei shemes, because they're two different isurim. Now, if you'll take a look in the Taisus Yom Tov over here, he says only in regard to tumah. But in regard to eating, if he ate half a kazayas of one, half a kazayas of the other, then they are combined. Vayter zok de Mishnah, hasheretz v'yanevela. Let's say a dead mouse, which is one of the Shemayna Shrotzim, if achbar means a mouse, and an avail, an animal that died without shchita, b'chein ha-nevelu psar ha-meis, someone touches a little bit nevela, a little bit of the basar of a meis, aim at starf and zemzel at tame. We don't combine the two. To complete the shear, to be metame, to give over tuma, afilu kekal shebishneya. Even according to the kuladika shear, the easier shear, the lenient shear. All right, so let's go back a drop over here. We already learned from Rabbi Yeshua's klal why sheretz and nevela can't be connected, because they have a different shear. For a sheretz, the shear is ka'adasha, like a lentil. By a nevela, it's a kezayis. And even though nevela and basar ha-meis are both kezayis, but by nevela, for coming into contact with a nevela, he's only tamei until the evening. And for coming into contact with the basar ha-meis, he's tamei for at least 7 days. That's the reason they're not connected. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that they're not even connected to kekal shebishneyim. In other words, if I have here sheretz and nevela, neither has enough. The sheretz is less than an adasha, and the nevela is less than a kazayis. So sheretz is a very strict shear, even if it's so small, like a lentil. It's metam. Nevela is a little bit of a bigger shear, it has to be a kazayis. So suppose I have a little bit less than a kazayis, and I take this little bit less than a ke'adasha, and I put it together. Would I at least have the lenient shear, the shear of a kezayis, so that the nevela in this case would be metama? And the answer is no. And for sure, you cannot take a little bit of nevela and add it to the sheretz to get it to the shear of adasha. You can't take the easier one and add it to the strict one. And the same is true with the psar hames, nevela and basar hames. Which is more strict, basar hames, because it's metame a person for 7 days. You can't take the basar hames and use that to be mashum the shear for nevela, which is the easier one. And for sure, you can't take the shear of nevela, the less than a kazayis of a nevela, which is an easier tumah because it's only for a day, and use it to be mitzarif, to combine it to form a kazayis for the mace, and it should become tamei for 7 days. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, ha'eichel shenitma ba'avatuma. You have food that became tamei through an avatuma. For example, it touched a sheretz, again, one of the Shemayna Shratzim, or a nevela, and this food now becomes a rishon l'tuma. I also have a piece of food over here. I have another piece of eichel that became tamei through a vladatum. So we have ha'eichel shenitma ba'avatuma. Again, it touched a sheretz or a nevela, so it's a rishon l'tuma. And have another piece of food that touched a rishon l'tuma, so it's a sheni l'tuma. Mitzdarf and zemze, we do combine them to the shear of a kebe, because you have to have a shear of an egg in order for it to be metama. L'tame kekal shebishnei. In other words, Okay, let's try to picture this. I have an apple. It touched a dead mouse. You may not want to eat it anyway, right? But it's only a small piece of the apple. But it's a Rishon L'Tumah. I have over here an orange that touched the Rishon L'Tumah. Only a small piece. But if I put this apple and orange together, I'll have the shear, which is as big as an egg. And the answer is yes. L'tame, it'll be metame, but kikal shebeshneim. In other words, I'm not going to say it's like touching the apple, which is a Rishon L'Tumah, that it should become a sheni. I'm going to say it's like touching the orange, which is a sheni L'Tumah, and therefore what touches it becomes a shlishi L'Tumah. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Chazal made a gzeira, if you touch pigle or nicer, your hands are tame. But if you only have a shear when you combine the two, your hands don't become tame. There are two different shemes. Then we learned sheretz and nevela, or nevela and basra meis. If you don't have a full shear for each, even though you have a shear when they're together, aim it starfin. Afilu kekal shebishneim. In other words, let's say in the case of sheretz and nevela, sheretz is more strict because it has a smaller shear. Even with a shear ke'adasha, you're already tame. I still can't take a little bit of the sheretz and connect it to the nevela to say, okay, at least let it have the tumah of nevela. No! And the same is true with the basar hames and the nevela. Basar hames is more chamer because it's metama a person for 7 days. So I feel like a kal shebeshneim, you can't even take a little bit of the basar hames and add it to the shear of nevela to say, let it be tummy at least like a nevela for a day. No! Then we learned, let's say I have food that touched an avatoma and food that touched a rishon l'tumah. So the first food that touched the avatoma is a rishon. The second food that touched the rishon is a sheni. Over here we do combine it. It's going to be matama, a third thing that it touches, but only kakal shebishneim, only as if it touched a sheni, in other words, to make it a shlishi. By the way, shlishi is only for truma. By chulin, there's no shlishi l'tumah even at all.